Yevamos, Pergud Beis, Mishnah Hei. Chalitza b'shnayim, if chalitza was done in front of two dayanim, o b'shlosha, or three, v'nimtza echad mehem karov or apostle, and then one of them turn out to be a karov or apostle, we know that the chalitza has to be done in front of three dayanim, like we said, because it has dinei mamonis ramifications regarding the ksuva. So therefore, you need these three dayanim, just like dinei mamonis. So now you find that one of them is a karov, is a relative, or apostle, chalitza sapsula. So here the chalitza is apostle. So the Rab points out that even when there are three of them, since one of them is karov and apostle, you'll end up with only two of them that are kosher. And you can't have a chalitza less than three dayanim. But it's mashma, according to the Rav, and Rashi says this too, that if you would, let's say, have four dayanim, and one of them is apostle, as long as at the end you would have three that are kosher, then it would be okay. So Kiveger brings the Mishnah Lamelech that you see here, that unlike Edim, where Edisha Batla Miktsasa Batla Kula, if you would have one aid out of however many, let's say you have 10 Edim, and one of them is a Kavar apostle, by Edus, you passel all of them. But you see over here, according to at least this Mishnah, Alibi the Rashi and the Rav, that you do not say this by Dayanim. However, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Machshirin. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, they were Machshir without needing three Dayanim. The truth is, it's Mashma, as Taisantiv explains, that really you don't need any Dayanim, but you do need two Edim, because it's a Davisha Be'erva. So there you do need two Edim, but you don't need three Dayanim. As we now have a Maisa, Maisa Be'echad Shecholetz Be'ino Le'beino Be'beis HaSurim. There was a Maisa where one person did Chalitza between him and the woman in jail. So you see here there were actually no Dayanim. But Tais Yantiv does point out that there had to have been Edim there. Uba Maisa Lufnei Rabbi Akiva Be'hichshir. And the Maisa came in front of Rabbi Akiva and he was Machshirit. The Yushalmi points out that what happened here is Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, this is during the time Rabbi Akiva was actually captured and was in jail with them. And Rabbi Yochanan Asandler walked on the outside, and they couldn't teach Torah. This could have been at the end, right before Rabbi Akiva was executed. I'm not sure if that's true, but it's possible. But Rabbi Yochanan Asandler was outside, and in like a hint, he asked the Shaila what just happened in the same jail, Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains that what happened was he asked Bedarch Remez, like hinting to Rabbi Akiva outside Rabbi Akiva's window. He asked somebody else, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler did, if like he took like two like needles, you know, the things that they would use to crochet. He said, can I remove one from the other? But he used the Lashon Chalitza. Can you do Chalitza Beino Leveino? And Rabbi Akiva, in a certain way, hinted that you're allowed to. However, the Rav does point out that the Halacha is that you do need in front of three Dayanim, so therefore Beino Leveino, according to the Rav, is no good.